It was more than a full day since Israeli fighter bombers tore through the skies over Syria to blow a Syrian research center to smithereens, killing and wounding several people in full violation of international law. Despite hundreds of worldwide reports naming the Israeli Air Force in the attack, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon still had not issued any reaction by noon on Thursday.
What we have to see is what happened before the Secretary General makes a statement, and that statement is in the works right now, but we're investigating exactly what happened. We have media reports, and that's fine, but we're considering what's happened, and once we have that information, we will come up with a statement.
What happened is that a research center outside of Damascus was hit, killing two people, according to Syrian officials. While the UN was considering what's happened, Russia, China, Iran, and others spoke out, condemning the Israeli airstrike, with the Russians calling it an unjustified assault and a blatant violation of the UN Charter. The guardian of that charter, Ban Ki-moon, finally pushed out a reaction shortly after noon on Thursday with a toothless statement voicing concern, but saying that the UN doesn't have details of the incident, nor is it in a position to verify. Del Boyet received the note in the middle of his noon briefing.
Syrian authorities protested to the UNDOF force commander that Israeli planes had flown over the area of separation. UNDOF did not observe any planes flying over the area of separation and therefore was not able to confirm the incident. UNDOF also reported bad weather conditions.
Ban's statement typically called on all parties to de-escalate tensions and abide by international law. Now, Ban has condemned bombing attacks and illegal arrests across the world, sometimes with blazing speed in places like the Central African Republic and even Syria. But his reaction time is slower and his words more measured when the protagonist is Israel, a fact that was clear in his muted response to the latest Israeli attacks on Gaza and in this attack on Syria. Pakistani Ambassador Masood Khan has served all month as UN Security Council president and seemed to realize exactly what had happened regarding the attack. Asked about the incident today, he said he had received a note from Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari on Thursday morning, but that it didn't request any action. He says the council will keep up to date on the situation.
Well, things are developing very rapidly. This incident has taken place. We have received a communication from the permanent representative of Syria. The council members are aware of the situation, and it is the preference of the council members. In fact, they've been working on this for a long time, that there should be stability in the region, that this region should not become more volatile. And they would give due consideration to this development.
One can bet that Syria and Iran will give it due consideration as well, with Iran calling the airstrike a clear violation of Syria's sovereignty, while Syria said that Israel itself would be responsible for any repercussions. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.